How long can fingerprints last at a crime scene?
Well, the age of fingerprints can be very important in a criminal case. It's sometimes assumed that fingerprints cannot persist for long periods, however, this isn't always correct. In this particular case, the fingerprints had actually lasted for 10 years. It was all to do with the theft of lead flashing from a small roof above a kitchen window. It was alleged that the offender climbed up a drainpipe next to the window, and one thumbprint was found on one of the drainpipes next to it. This thumbprint was identified to a person, and it was the only evidence against him in the case.
How did that person explain the presence of his thumbprint?
Well, in police interview, he said he fitted the drainpipes to the house about 10 years earlier, and this was confirmed with his employer. But the police asked him in an interview, well, how could your thumbprint last for 10 years? And he explained, quite legitimately, that it could have been in grease or other adhesives that he was using at the time. He also explained that to fit the drainpipes was a two-man job. He would hold them in place while his mate pinned them up against the wall.
Did the police believe him?
No, the explanation was effectively dismissed. I think this was summarised quite well in the very last line of the police case summary that stated, in interview, he still gave no reason as to why his prints would be on there other than he fitted the drainpipes 10 years ago. The police also went back to the CSI who recovered the thumbprint and asked to provide a statement. The statement she provided contained very poor information with no scientific basis. Essentially, she concluded that in her professional experience, fingerprints could not persist for 10 years, and this person was charged on this basis.
What did you find when you examined the fingerprint evidence?
Well, my examination showed several anomalies. Firstly, the thumbprint had actually disappeared from the lift. This is very strange, and I still don't quite know why it had happened, but it certainly could be an indication that the thumbprint was not a normal print, such as one that is normally left in sweat. I also attended the house and examined the kitchen window area and the drainpipes. But one of the first things I noticed was that the drainpipe bearing the defendant's thumbprint was probably not the drainpipe that was climbed by the offender. There was a much easier route to access the lead flashing, which involved climbing a different drainpipe. In fact, when I actually attended the scene, I spoke to the complainant's father, and he explained that a different drainpipe had to be removed because people kept climbing up it to steal the lead flashing. Also, the thumbprint was still visible on the drainpipe during my examination. It was extremely robust and very difficult to remove. It easily could have persisted through different types of weather, including rain. And finally, the location of the thumbprint is consistent with a person standing on the ground and holding the drainpipe in their left hand, exactly as the defendant maintained when him and his mate pinned it up. It was not consistent with climbing up the drainpipe.
What was the outcome of your findings?
Well, firstly, the offender probably climbed up a different drainpipe to where the fingerprint was recovered. And the drainpipe bearing his thumbprint had retentive properties, causing it to be very robust and very difficult to remove. This could be due to the greases that were handled at the time or the environmental degradation of the drainpipe that was also apparent. Overall, my findings indicated that the thumbprint could have easily persisted for the 10 years in the account given by the defendant.
What happened next?
Well, upon provision of my report, the CPS approached the CSI and asked her opinion again. She conceded that she was not an expert in how long fingerprints could last, but that she still had her suspicions, and despite all the evidence, she still believed that he was the offender. Of course, the CPS dropped the case. But without this thorough forensic scene examination that we did, it was very likely that this person would have been found guilty.